Yeah.
Can I just ask you, I haven't quite understood something.
Uh-huh.
Use the word father to make something more pliable.
Are
you talking about the whole system?
Yes, yeah. The whole system will appear in a more pliable form because the alia has had influences placed upon it that are of a kind that encourage that pliability. Do you see what I mean? In a way, you can't talk of a more pliable alia.
So it goes back to the inputting of the carbon before grasping.
That's right. Yes, so you're working here at what you do at karma and view. So that that will influence the alia, and over time, and it's a complex business, and it may not always be a smooth win. So it certainly will not always be a smooth business. But in time, the alia will begin to respond, so to speak, and produce for you a more flexible and more flexible you. What interestingly enough, what the text says is at this point. You're, as it were, going along with the Manas's assumption of I. Mm. And you're saying, okay, that there is, as it were, an assumption of I, so you will, to a certain extent, yourself to function in ways that influence the alia of the future to produce a more flexible self, if you sort of mean. Yeah, that is going to be a quite protracted and complex business. It's not just a matter of being a good boy or girl, unfortunately, or fortunately. And that it may be that there are seeds buried in the alia, and this is the point that came up in the first day. There may be seeds in the alia that actually emerge something quite painful, or something quite overwhelming, and you know, once you start to, you know, work with the whole psychic system, it's got laws of its own. But the teaching is that eventually, by continued application of the principle of experience only, that will begin to modify the structured system.
Mm.
You could say it like that. That's one. You know, the metaphor is a bit of a flexible one. You could say that the alia is the seeds, so that you're placing seeds in the alia that modify what this alia actually is, and therefore modify how the alia manifests. But of course, those seeds are being placed all through your life. And some of those seeds, perhaps, according to Buddhist tradition, come from other lives. Some of those seeds are simply there, just as part of being a human being. And they're all going to, well, many of them will play their part. Some of them won't. Some of them will just lie fallow, as it were. But the action of placing seeds into the alia affects the whole system. And eventually, as a result gradually modifying your behaviour, working on your mental states, altering your views, eventually the system tips and the manas appears in a much less harsh and habitual way. And it's possible, so to speak, to shift the attention of the manas from the alia to reality, the Buddha Tathagata, as it's put, things as they really are. So that the manas ceases simply to interpret in terms of really existent subject and object, and sees simply the flow of paticca-samuppada, the flow of experience. It sees experience only. And that's the paravritti. Paravritti means evolution or transformation, rather, or turning about, it's often translated as. So it's a turning from the alia to reality. And but the significant thing, I think, is that the way that happens is not as an act of will in the present, but as a use of will, while you still can think in those terms, to modify your behaviour, your mental states, and your views so that the system gradually modifies, gradually changes. I suppose a bit like, you know, physical exercise, that you gradually, you can't just suddenly do that. It's going to say a 10-minute mile, but that's not what I meant. A 4-minute mile. You can't just suddenly do it. In fact, probably never will be able to do it. But you can sort of gradually modify through exercise your body so that you can do it. Or like any skill. Well, you can't just suddenly play the tuba. You have to, you know, learn gradually bit by bit. But eventually your body will almost do it for itself. You can see Mukesh playing on Saturday. It will look completely effortless. But that's because he's made a lot of effort over many, many years, since he was 3, I think. In the same way that your efforts now modify the whole structure and system, so that eventually it shifts. But I find that a very encouraging and realistic sort of approach to spiritual practice, because, as I was saying yesterday, I think I had for many years the lurking sense that I was a bad boy because I wasn't enlightened, and that I ought to stop it right now, snap out of it. But this system of beliefs, and that's the common Buddhist tradition, suggests that this is a process that needs to be engaged in. Of course, there's another point of view, which is that what happens is a sudden transition, but that's really a metaphysical discussion rather than a practical one. That is the system. So you start off with working on your actions, the context in which you find yourself, putting yourself in circumstances which do not exacerbate your worst tendencies, trying to take up disciplines that encourage your best tendencies, trying to resist getting into activities that deepen habitual negative mental states, and so on. All that kind of work, trying to engage in activities that harmonize and develop more constructive perspectives and more positive mental states. And then through meditation and mindfulness practice in general, trying to develop a greater sensitivity to what's going on inside you, and to gradually allow more positive mental states to arise within you. But at the same time, looking at the way in which you think, the assumptions that you have, and trying to modify those assumptions in the light of the Dhamma, and especially from the Yogacara point of view, in the light of the experience-only doctrine. So you try quite seriously to apply that doctrine to your experience. So, for instance, in a situation where you find yourself feeling very upset, then you try to see that in the light of the Dhamma. For instance, you try to recognise that state itself is the product of past actions, and that it will pass. And it's not something permanent and fixed, for instance. Not to say that there may not be things that you can do from a more practical or even psychological point of view to move that on, but you still try to keep that broader dynamic perspective, whatever else is going on, and I don't exclude other things going on, but you try to keep that broader dynamic perspective. You try to apply it to your life. So you work in that way on Sila, Samadhi, Pratyahara.